Protesters clashed with police at a largely peaceful anti-globalization rally in the German city of Rostock this afternoon. More than 160 groups of anti-globalization activists, left-wing groups, students and anarchists were protesting next week's Group of Eight summit of leading industrialized nations in Heiligendamm, Germany. Looking ahead to the summit, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said today that it was non-negotiable that the United Nations should take the lead in global efforts to combat climate change, just 2 days after US President George W. Bush laid out his own strategy. Climate change is set to dominate talks, with emerging industrial powers such as China, Brazil and India invited to attend as non-members. Energy and environmental expert James Lussier says monitoring developing countries is vital in combating global warming.
The world's largest emitter of carbon dioxide for the first time this year is China, not the United States. And China is adding the equivalent of one new power plant to power a city every 3 days. So without a program to reduce CO2 emissions in China, anything that the United States and Europe could do would be canceled out immediately.